I've just got here, and I've just cycled from...
You cycled from Ryde.
From Ryde to Newport, which is 6 miles.
About 6 miles, with a few hills in the way.
And it's Friday.
It's Friday afternoon, and it's a lovely sunny day.
So how did you get involved in OpenStreetMap?
You posted...
David Groom.
Yeah, you posted a message, I think, back in November last year. Seems a long time ago now. To the Isle of Wight Linux user group mailing list, saying you were coming, and did anyone want to get involved? And I stuck my head up above the parapet and said, sounds like a good idea. And from there, sort of looked at the OpenStreetMap site and the wiki. Held back for a while, because I was waiting for you all to turn up. A couple of months went by and you didn't, so I started sort of doing a few tracks on the island myself. I bought myself a Sony Klee to start with and used that for recording GPS tracks, and then sort of noticed you were coming, so held off, helped a little bit with some of the organisation for this first workshop, and so we're just here now waiting for everyone else to arrive, really.
So you've managed to hire these two halls?
Well, I've arranged one, which is the Riverside Centre in Newport, and if necessary, we've got that for the whole of the day. But their internet access there is a little bit limited. Earlier on in the week, a guy called Simon Perry, who's very new to the project, noticed we were coming up, and he's managed to arrange free of charge the hire of a room at Key Arts Centre Saturday afternoon. And there they've got Wi-Fi access, which can enable us to do a lot more, obviously upload some of our tracks. And I believe we've got the local Isle of Wight MP coming along at 3 o'clock on the Saturday. So
is this guy a big name?
Well, he's been our MP now for 6 or 7 years. Yeah, he's not in the... he's a Conservative MP, he's not in the shadow cabinet, so probably most people won't have heard of him, but certainly on the Isle of Wight, he's fairly well known and does get involved in quite a number of local things.
And that's Andrew Turner?
That's Andrew Turner, and I believe that Simon Perry said he was an ex-geography teacher, so obviously has a bit of interest in mapping. It's nice to see him getting involved.
So what do you work in computers?
I'm a website designer, self-employed, to be honest. Having maps of the island that I can do things with without any copyright issues, or very limited copyright issues, will be very helpful. So I'm sort of very pleased to sort of get involved and not have to rely on Ordnance Survey and Multimap and people like that. And of course, you've had an incredibly busy week.
Yes, installing servers.
Which I think went live sort of over sort of yesterday.
Yeah, and then they went down tonight. Last night, I should say.
So, I mean, certainly I can see a vast improvement.
Really?
Using the applet is an awful lot quicker on the loading and the editing times.
Yeah.
And I think it's particularly nice to have it up this weekend, because hopefully with some of the publicity that we'll be getting, there'll be a lot of new people to the project sort of having a look at the website. It's nice that they are up and running, although I have to say I think you were very brave doing it 2 days before we were all due to go live and with the first workshop.
Yes, it did go down while we were getting boing-boinged and hit by 30 or so different blogs. So
yeah.
It was a little disappointing. But
well, of course, it's a two-edged sword, really. Nice to have people interested in the project and looking at the website and seeing what's happening. And, of course, it just also increases that server load.
I certainly did feel the pain from people that after 3 days of it being down, and as soon as it was up, I saw people discussing on the list and on IRC.
Well, of course, we're used to it being used to it being there now, Steve, and when it's not, you sort of do notice it. I've tried to get a few sample maps, SVG maps, and then printed them out for this weekend, just in case for publicity purposes we need them. And I'd planned to do that over the Wednesday, Thursday, and then suddenly I look and I can't download any data at all, which was a little bit of a sticking point. But luckily I've been doing some work on the Isle of Wight, so I've got some tracks on my own machine, so I've managed to load those into JOSM and produce some very rough work in progress maps, but at least something that we can show the press and Andrew Turner when he comes tomorrow.
So it's interesting, we sort of touch upon this dark cloud of users that I don't see sitting at home.
Well, I mean, there's sort of lots of...
light cloud.
I think there's lots of silent users, or not exactly silent users, but silent readers of the wiki and the website in general. So, as you say, there's a large pool of users out there, and certainly a large pool of viewers out there. But perhaps it's difficult to actually comprehend how many people we've are actually uniquely looking at it. And I know there are some stats on the wiki on people who are actually uploading tracks and things like that. But of course, that doesn't necessarily cover everyone that's involved. So why did you choose the Isle of Wight as your first workshop?
Because it's pretty. It's self-contained.
Yep.
And I think the self-contained bit is really, really good, because if we said we were going to do Birmingham or London, then there's a question of, well, where do you stop? And is there any particular time where you could say you're reasonably complete?
Yeah.
And the answer is no, because your definition of London is very subjective, right? So there was that, and there was also the case that if we, for example, chose somewhere like London, if we were on the mainland, we'd probably have to choose a town or a city. And that restricts you in the type of mapping you're doing. Whereas if you pick something like the Isle of Wight, you've got footpaths, coastal paths, piers, A roads, B roads, town centres, one-way streets. You've got a smorgasbord of different things to map. So it's a true test case for all the other stuff we're doing.
Yeah, I think the only thing we're lacking is a motorway. And admittedly, we've only got about a mile of dual carriageway. But other than that, we do have... of most things. Had you realised, sort of when you picked it, how many miles of footpaths, bridleways there were?
No. Not at all. But I'm hoping that with all the people who want to do walking, that we won't have too much problem getting some major ones in.
I think the major ones will cover, but it's almost certain that we're not going to cover, I would guess, more than about 50%. Of all the footpaths, if that. I remember one of the very first posts on the wiki where you were talking about coming down for a weekend, and someone said, "Do you think it will need as long as that?"
I wanted a week.
You did to start with, and in fact, the cottage I think is booked for the week. And I think I looked at the County Council's website then and dragged off some statistics, and there are only, I think, 1,500 miles of road, something like that. But of course, they're not long, straight, single roads that we just drive down at 60 miles an hour. A lot of them are country tracks, winding. And so that length of road is going to take some time to do. But I think we've got four people coming by car, so I feel fairly confident we're going to be able to cover all of the roads, certainly if those who are coming by car want to drive rather than get out and walk. And from what we think the weather's doing, I think they may be very happy to be in the cars. But it will be interesting to see how much of the footpaths we do. And of course, we've got a few cycleways, and you'll be glad to hear, I know, because you crossed a few hills on the way here to Newport this afternoon, but you'll be glad to know the cycleways are actually almost dead flat. They follow the old routes of the railways.
Really?
Yep. So we've got a major one from Cowes into Newport along the bank of the River Medina. Probably doesn't deviate by about more than 10 foot in elevation along the whole of its route. And then there's another one from Newport down to Sandown. Got a few bumps in it, but nothing like you've covered so far today. And then we may be getting someone on the one track of railway that we've got, because we've got 10 miles of normal railway, and then we've got probably about 6 miles of a steam railway.
Right.
The Isle of Wight steam railway. It's got a number of quite attractive locomotives on that, so maybe we'll get someone on that and complete the whole of the railway system, all 16 miles of it.
Right. Is it true that the railways use old tube trains, or is piers do, or something like that?
No, the main sort of what I could call the railway system, South Coast Lines, I think they're called, they use, I think it's 1930s rolling stock from the underground. You may be quite surprised when you look at it, though, because they're quite brightly painted.
Right.
There's a lot of dinosaur remains on the Isle of Wight. A couple of years ago, in fact, the BBC came over and they did, I think it was a week's project called Dinosaur Isle. And the tube chains are sort of painted out blues and greens and reds and images of dinosaurs on them. So the rolling stock's perhaps not as dire as you may expect from a 1930s underground train.
There's a supposedly copyright-free list of underground stations.
Yeah.
And their latitudes and longitudes on Wikimedia Commons.
Oh, yeah.
But I wrote to them and said, "Oh, that's cool. How did you get the data?" And they're like, "Well, we've got it off of Google Maps, but we still think it's free."
Oh,
Yeah. Like, well, no, I don't think so. So I've started collecting them whenever I go to a tube station.
But presumably as well, there are actually out-of-date ordnance survey maps. I mean, the underground system hasn't changed massively in the last 50 years.
But the out-of-date...
So, has it?
Well...
I mean, obviously the sort of...
The Docklands won't be there,
right? The Docklands,
like,
railway won't be there, and the Victoria Line extension won't be there. But I sort of assume that a lot of the District Circle and a lot of the Northern Line would be marked on out-of-date ordnance survey maps.
Yes. I just wonder, because the difficulty with the out of copyright stuff is it's just after the Second World War, the most recent stuff.
Yeah.
So a lot of rebuilding happened in that period where these maps were released.
But yeah, I guess the good news is for underground lines, of course, what may have been going on the top of the surface doesn't necessarily affect the course of the underground lines.
Sure.
And so while some of the stations might not necessarily be there, but you're able to get those through actually above ground GPS surveying, the actual path of the tracks below ground would still either be marked on the ordnance survey maps, and also, I guess, in a lot of instances, they actually follow the paths of above ground roads.
Yes.
Because they were done by the cut and cover method, weren't they? I think a lot of the early lines, so they have to follow the paths of roads.
Yes.
I guess it would be possible to actually get those on the OpenStreetMap project. Are you pleased with the way the whole thing's going? I mean, when you started...
I can't keep up with it. No. So, yes, I'm extremely pleased, but it's just... I'm not sure I have a grasp of how it's going.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a bit player in some senses. You know, it is rather stunning how much we're getting more and more data and more tracks, and JOSM continues to get better and better. Yeah. And
of course, we've got the Tiger import running. For the US at the moment, haven't we? I don't know how far that's. Has it got past Alaska yet?
Yes, we're in Alabama, I think.
Yep.
Which is quite funny. Yeah, that's actually something that's fairly old. When we used to have an XML RPC interface, Ben wrote the Tiger importer.
Yeah.
And we imported, or he imported Manhattan into it, and then it never really got further than that because we didn't have many people in the US. And then what happened was, as I randomly browsing the US and finding that people were starting to upload data over there. You go to California and Washington and bits of Florida, you see there's now tracks and segments.
Yeah.
And in fact, if you go there, there's Cape Canaveral is an OpenStreetMap.
Yes, I saw that from the wiki. I think it's actually there as an image. It's actually, someone's loading an image on an SVG image.
Really?
I've produced, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. So as soon as I saw that people were actually using US data, it's like, oh, we've better get Tiger in there quickly before they start repeating work that they needn't.
Yeah.
And we can only get bigger, I suppose. We're going to hit the 2,000 people mark at some point soon.
That's 2,000 registered users.
We hit 1,000th on Christmas Day.
But hopefully events like this workshop and certainly the Manchester one, those hopefully are going to bring a lot more people into the project, because I know certainly locally there's been a lot of publicity and a lot of new people come on board just in the last 2 weeks, I think, as a result of the Isle of Wight workshop.
Yes.
And so you really just think how that's going to multiply when you're up in Manchester.
Yes. Well, the beauty of it is that it's so decentralised.
Yeah.
By that you can just allow people all over the place to start doing their own thing.
Yeah.
They don't need my permission, right, to grow this project and to collect some data. And it's multiplicative having those people just getting together and, like you say, having random people near you noticing.
So what's the next stage? Because obviously at the moment the hardware's come on leaps and bounds in the last few weeks. JOSM's very, very nice at the moment. I guess from sort of my point of view, it's sort of output is the difficult thing. Actually creating, certainly for Windows users, I'm not quite sure, because I haven't, although I use Linux a little bit, I've not actually done much OSM work on Linux, but certainly sort of getting maps out of the data is...
You have to jump through some hoops.
There's a few processes to go through, so you've got, really at the moment, it's downloading the OSM data.